Greetings again, beloved child of God, walking through your own Lenten journey on the way to Easter morning. This is Tuesday of the third full week of Lent. It's day 18 of our Lenten journey together. And today I return to the wonderful Lenten devotional called The Unvarnished Jesus by Brian Zond. Today's scripture comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 1 through 41. That's right, it's the whole chapter. John chapter 9, when Jesus heals the man born blind. The gospel writer, John, constructs his gospel around seven signs. One, the water turned to wine at Cana. Two, the healing of the royal official's son in Capernaum. Three, the healing of the lame man at the pool of Bethesda. Four, the feeding of the 5,000 at the Sea of Galilee. Five, Jesus walking on water. Six, the healing of the man born blind. And seven, the raising of Lazarus from the dead. John doesn't talk about miracles. John talks about signs. Signs intended to point us to something significant about Jesus and his ministry. The sixth sign of the healing of the man born blind takes up an entire chapter and is filled with drama as the man who was healed bests the Pharisees in theological debate and is expelled from the synagogue for it. The story opens with the disciples observing the man born blind and raising a theological question: who is to blame for it? But Jesus dismisses this line of questioning. Jesus is saying that when we observe suffering, the question isn't who is to blame, but how can we help? We've all seen Christian leaders assign blame upon the victims of epidemics, earthquakes, even tsunamis. But blame is what Satan does. Followers of Jesus are called to co-suffering love, not theological stone throwing. So Jesus instructs his disciples that when we observe suffering, it's not an opportunity to assign blame, but an opportunity to do the works of God by helping to heal, restore, and alleviate suffering. Blame, that's the devil's game. Love is the high calling of the Christian. And so this brings us to the main point of our story, the sixth sign. And the meaning of this sign is made explicit at the end of the story. Look at the last verse of the chapter when Jesus says to the Pharisees, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say, 'We see,' your sin remains." You see, there is an innocence in admitting that we are too blind to pass judgment on others. We don't have to have an opinion on everything, especially when that question is, who is to blame? It's enough for us to just say, "I don't know who is to blame. I'm just here to help." But when we claim to have 20/20 vision in judging the sins of others and assigning blame, our own sin remains. This is the sin of Job's friends. They couldn't resist the temptation of trying to explain what had happened by blaming Job. The book of Job is a study in the seductive cruelty of blaming the victim. The lesson we should learn from the story of Jesus healing the man born blind and the Pharisees' reaction to it is that we should acknowledge our own blindness. and let Jesus be both healer and judge. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, today we confess that we are too blind to pass judgment on others. So we turn away from seeking to blame and turn toward trying to love. Help us, we pray. Amen. I hope you enjoyed today's devotional. I want to make an announcement about something we're adding to our regular daily devotionals for Lent, and that's twice a week until we resume having church services. We're going to send out little mini chapel services in the evening on Wednesdays and Sundays. So Wednesday middle Sabbath and Sunday Sabbath evening. These will contain just a short gospel story, a meditative song, a walk together through a virtual communion, and a prayer. We hope you look for those and will join us in those as well. The first one will be this Wednesday evening for Middle Sabbath Chapel. Until then, until tomorrow, when we talk again, may God bless your life.